愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
请我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
那时有施洗约翰出来在犹太的旷野传道说，第二节，天国近了，你们应当悔改。我们再看第四章
，Chapter Four，
啊，十七节
，Verse Seventeen。
从那个时候起，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。这两段圣经记载，主耶稣传道的第一个讯息跟施洗约翰传道的第一个讯息是一致的。
The verses here speaks of the same message that John the Baptist and Lord Jesus preached when they first started their ministry.
就是天国近了。
Which is the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这个天国是马太福音的一个主题。
Kingdom of heaven is a main theme in the book of Matthew.
从第一章开始。
Starting from chapter 1,
一直到最后一章
until the last chapter.
因为马太福音写信的对象是犹太人。
For the intended audience of Matthew are the Jewish people.
那犹太人不直接称神。
And for the Jewish people, they do not directly call God.
所以他用天国来代表神。
And therefore, they use the kingdom of heaven as a substitute of God.
所以天国近了就是代表神的国近了。
When the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it means God's kingdom is at hand.
那主耶稣说天国近了，就表示在他还没有来以前，天国离开人间很远。
The opposite meaning of this the statement means that prior to Lord Jesus coming, the kingdom of heaven was very far away from people.
虽然人有很多很理想的生活境界。
And even though there are many ideal living environment in this world,
但是人达不到。
But there are many things that we cannot attend.
因为人有罪性。
Because of our sins.
再加上人的无知。
And plus our ignorance.
使人永远达不到天国的境界。
Therefore, we are never able to achieve the realm of the heavenly kingdom.
那主耶稣就是神。
Lord Jesus Christ is God himself.
他来到地上要把天国从天上带到人间。
When he came to earth, he brought the kingdom of heaven to earth.
要使人世间的人有一个天国的盼望。
In this way, people on earth will have a hope in heaven.
我们仔细想，人活在世界上有短暂的盼望。
When we live in this world, we have temporary hopes.
但是把很短暂的盼望连在一起，却看不到永恒的盼望。
Nevertheless, when you string together all these temporary hopes, you are never able to attain an eternal hope.
所以人生好像在穿越一个隧道。
Life is just like passing through a tunnel.
我们进到里面去。
When we enter this tunnel,
一直开，但是看不到一点亮光。
As we continue on in this tunnel, we cannot see a stream of light.
那一点亮光就是人类的出境。
That spot of light would indicate the exit,
也就是人类的希望。
Which is our hope.
当我们的生命一直往前看，
As we look forward to in our life,
从小孩子看到青年，
From a child to youth,
这个都是很光明的。
It seems very bright.
青年再看到中年，
From youth to middle age,
这个也是很光明。
Seems pretty bright.
但是当我们一直在看下去，
But as we look forward,
我们就发现我们的人前面没有希望。
When we look onward, we see that there is no hope for us.
这是人类的悲剧。
And this is a human tragedy.
不管你怎么活，
No matter how well we live,
即使你活像所罗门一样，
Even if we were to live the lifestyle of King Solomon,
到最后的结果也是一场悲剧。
The ultimate end is still a tragedy.
因为你所努力的一切都会过去。
Because everything that we endeavor for will become past.
我们所抓住的一切都要放开。
Everything that we have seized upon will be released.
我们所爱的一切的人，爱我们的人都要离开。
all those people that we love or have once loved us will depart from us.
所以没有天国来到人间，人间是一场悲剧。
Therefore, without the kingdom of heaven coming to earth, our human life will be a tragedy.
所以主耶稣来到地面上，我们看马太福音的第四章。
When Lord Jesus came to earth, let's read Matthew chapter 4.
14节,
Verse 14.
这要验验先知以赛亚的话说, 15节,
15.
西布伦拿佛拉地的地, 就是沿海之路, 约旦河外的外邦人加利利, 16节,
16.
那坐在死荫的百姓, 看见大光, 坐在死荫之人, 又发现有光照着他们。 这里啊, 主耶稣来说, 应验以赛亚的话。
When Lord Jesus came, he fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah.
就是坐在黑暗的百姓有大光照着。
And that those living in the land of the shadow of death will be shone upon with the light.
主耶稣就是光。
Lord Jesus Christ is the light.
他说我就是世界的光。
He said he is the light of the world.
这个光就是希望。
This light equates to hope.
黑暗就是绝望。
Darkness means hopelessness.
所以主耶稣来到世界上。
When Lord Jesus came to this earth,
人就看到大光照耀在死荫里面的人。
People saw that this great light shining upon the shadow of death.
所以很多人之间的问题，没有主耶稣是没有答案的。
And in this world, a lot of problems cannot be resolved without Lord Jesus Christ.
包括死亡在里面。
And this includes death.
有了主耶稣，我们才有希望。
With Christ, we have hope.
所以主耶稣来到世界上，带给我们光。
When Lord Jesus came to earth, he brought us light.
主耶稣说, 跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
Lord Jesus says that whoever follows me will no longer be in darkness.
没有主耶稣, 我们就是没有光。
Without Jesus Christ, we have no light.
我们就走在黑暗里面。
We will be walking in darkness.
我们不晓得要往哪里去。
We do not know where to go.
我们看不到路。
For we do not see our path.
所以没有主耶稣, 人生是迷失的。
Without Lord Jesus Christ, we will be lost in life.
因为人找不到一个永恒的追求点。
Because we cannot find a secure eternal point.
所以人基本上是没有意义的, 因为缺乏一个永恒的目标。
So basically, our human life is meaningless, for we do not have an eternal hope.
所以主耶稣说, 我是光。
Lord Jesus says, therefore, He is the light.
那坐在黑暗的百姓有大光照耀。
And those living in the land of the shadow of death has a light shining upon them.
这带给我们一个人类极大的希望。
This has brought to humanity a great hope.
虽然人有时候有失望。
Even though there are times when we experience disappointments.
但是人不至于绝望。
But we will not be in desperation.
因为耶稣就是我们的盼望。
For Lord Jesus Christ is our hope.
在他里面有光。
In Him there is light.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In Him there is no darkness.
所以我们越查考越认识主耶稣，我们就越发现他真的是太宝贵了。
The more we study of Christ, we know that the more we understand He is very precious.
有了耶稣，我们有一切。
With Christ, we have everything.
失掉了主耶稣。
If we lose Christ,
我们所有的一切也都没有了。
Then everything that we have will be lost.
他是我们人生的至宝。
For He is the greatest treasure of human.
那主耶稣传道说, 天国近了。
When Lord Jesus preached that the kingdom of heaven is at hand,
这个天国有三种解释。
There are three interpretations to kingdom of heaven.
第一个, 有人问主耶稣说, 你的国在哪里?
First is when people ask Lord Jesus Christ, where is your kingdom?
耶稣说, 我的国就在你的心里面。
Jesus answered that, my kingdom is in your heart.
第二个,
Second,
这个天国也指着我们离开世界以后要去的一个国度。
Kingdom of heaven also refers to the kingdom where we will traverse to once we pass through this life.
就是主耶稣复活以后升天所到的地方。
It is the place where Lord Jesus went to after He resurrected from death.
他说他在天国为我们预备地方。
Lord Jesus said that He went to heaven to prepare a place for us.
他要第二次再来带我们回到那个国度。
And He will come once again to bring us to His kingdom.
那这个天国的第三个解释,
Their interpretation of the kingdom of heaven
就是教会。
Is the church itself.
教会就是神的国。
Church is the kingdom of God.
所以是从天上降下来的一个国度。
It is a kingdom which descended from heaven.
因此在教会里面, 我们可以体会到天国的滋味。
Therefore, in the church, we can have a foretaste of heaven.
那天国的滋味是什么?
What is the taste of heaven?
我们来看罗马书十四章。
Turn to Romans 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
罗马书的十四章十七节。
Romans 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这个吃喝是肉体上的一种满足。
Eating and drinking are a satisfaction of our flesh.
所以我们的信仰追求最重要的目标啊，不是为着肉体上的满足。
The ultimate goal of our faith is not to pursue for fleshly satisfaction.
因为很多人他虽然没有信仰，他的肉体也活得很满足。
Because a lot of people, even though they have no faith, but they live a wonderful life and enjoy their physical aspect.
那下面说神的国的特色有三点。
And we see that there are three distinctiveness of heaven kingdom.
第一个是公义。
First is righteousness.
第二个是和平。
Then peace.
第三个是喜乐。
And third, joy.
这个是神国的特色。
These are the distinction of heavenly kingdom.
如果神的国在我们内心实现，
If God's kingdom is fulfilled in our heart,
那里就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Then we will exhibit righteousness, peace, and joy.
如果神的国在教会实现，
If the kingdom of God is fulfilled in the church,
那里就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Then you will experience righteousness, peace, and joy.
那这个神的国到最后在天国实现。
And ultimately, God's kingdom will be fulfilled in heaven.
所以到天国到底什么感觉呢？
What do you feel when you go to heaven?
就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
那公义是什么意思？
What exactly does it mean, righteousness?
我们看英文呢，公义是从对这个字衍生出来的。
Righteousness, derived from the word right.
所谓对就是没有错。
Right means there is no wrong.
错在神的眼中就是罪。
What is wrong in the eyes of God is sin.
所以公义就是没有罪。
Therefore, righteousness means no sin.
因此神的国实现在我们内心，罪就不能够控制我们。
When the kingdom of God is fulfilled in our inner heart, then sin has no control over us.
现在的人看起来好像很自由。
People of today's world seem to be very free.
但是再仔细看，也真的不自由。
But if we look closely, they are not free.
因为罪是一种权势。在人的心中在控制一个人
because sin is a bondage that will control us within our heart
罪是无形的
sin is invisible
但是当罪在控制一个人的心他在生活当中会有一些有形的表现
but when sin is reigning over our life there will be some aspect of our life that will show it will evidence itself
所以从物质上来讲现在人的生活是很幸福的
Materially speaking, we enjoy our life very much.
连古代的皇帝也不比不上我们的生活。
Even the emperors of past eons, they cannot compare to our lifestyle.
但是因为人的心被罪所控制。
Because human lives are controlled by sin.
所以我们很多人活得很痛苦。
A lot of us live a miserable life.
生活本来应该很享受，但是很痛苦。
We're supposed to enjoy our life, but we live miserably.
因为罪在控制人。
Because sin is in control.
那罪怎么控制人呢？
How does sin is in control of us?
就借着坏的习惯、坏的个性、坏的生活方式。
It is through wicked lifestyle and habits.
还有个性。
And also character.
这样在控制一个人。
Through these, they control us.
比方说，大家都知道发怒不好。
For instance, everyone knows that it's not good to get upset.
生气
啊 to become enraged
生气没有办法成就什么好事情
because when we're enraged we cannot really accomplish anything
但是人没有办法不生气
but there is no way we can control ourselves from becoming enraged
有的是一个礼拜生气一次
there are some that we erupt once a week
有的是每天生气
some erupt every day
有的是几个小时生气一次
and some become enraged every few hours
有的是每个小时生气
Some become enraged every hour.
那这个怒气就是罪的一种诠释。
This anger is an evidence of sin.
在控制一个人。
It is in control of us.
所以你没有办法，你已经卖给罪了。
And therefore we are helpless. We have sold ourselves to sin.
那再来就是仇恨。
And next is hatred.
我们在这个世界上, 甚至包括家庭里面, 应该是最亲的, 但是被恨所充满。
In this world, even within our own family, when we are supposed to be most intimate, and yet still sin is there.
论知识,大家教育水准都很高。
If we talk about knowledge, everyone's well educated.
论能力,大家能力都很强, 在公司上班都很有成就。
We talk about abilities, everyone's very capable and do well in their job.
论财富,大家也都还有,也有一点。
When we speak of wealth, we are pretty blessed in that aspect too.
但是论到人之间的对立跟仇恨,确实我们人却没有办法解决。
However, when we speak of hatred amongst people, this is an issue that we cannot resolve.
那这个没有办法解决,造成婚姻问题。
And if this issue cannot be dealt with, then marriage will break up.
就造成两代之间的问题。
And there will be separation between generations.
就造成家庭问题。
And cause family troubles.
这是罪的问题。
And this is a matter of sin.
这个不是知识、能力、教育、财富能够解决的。
This is not something that can be resolved by our ability, knowledge, or wealth.
那再有形的就是酒在控制人。
And another aspect which is physical, for instance, wine.
那有的就是drug, 这个毒药在控制人。
Other people are controlled by drugs.
再来坏习惯在控制人。
Or bad habits.
赌博在控制人。
Or gambling.
这很多罪在控制我们现在的人。
And we see that there are many sins that are in control of people nowadays.
那主耶稣来就是一个福音。
When Lord Jesus came, it was a great news.
因为天国的特色就是权柄跟能力。
For the unique characteristic of heaven is power and authority.
我们看路加福音。
Turn to Luke.
路加福音。
Turn to Luke.
路加福音的第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
18节。
Verse 18.
第四章18节。
4 verse 18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷人，报告我被掳的得释放，瞎眼的看见，受压制的得自由。19节。19. 报告神悦纳人的禧年。这里说主的灵在我的身上。
The spirit of the Lord is on me.
在主耶稣的身上。
Is upon Jesus.
他用高高我，这个高就是神的灵。
And he has anointed me with the Holy Spirit.
那神的灵是大有能力的。
The Spirit of God is filled with great power.
所以主耶稣传福音是大有权柄,大有能力的。
And Lord Jesus preached the gospel with great news of great power and authority.
因此他能够救贫穷的人。
And therefore he can save the poor.
这个贫穷人不一定是肉体的贫穷。
These poor people doesn't mean physically poor.
是心灵的空虚。
But also there's a void in their heart.
心灵的贫穷。
The poverty of their heart.
神的能力能够拯救他。
The power of God can save them.
那被掳的得释放。
And he will set free those who are prisoners.
这个被掳就是被罪所掳。
The prisoners of sin.
主耶稣要释放他。
Lord Jesus will release them.
你看我们在第四章, 在马太福音里面呢, 主耶稣还没有传道以前,
In Matthew chapter 4, prior to Jesus' mission,
魔鬼用三件事情, 在试探他,
the devil tempted him in three aspects.
肉体的情欲,
using the physical passion.
眼目的情欲,
and lust of the eyes.
今生的骄傲,
and the pride of life.
要他捆绑耶稣,
using these things to bound Jesus.
但是耶稣禁止四十昼夜游全部都得胜。
After Lord Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights, he was victorious over all three.
我们仔细看现在的人就被这三件事绑得紧紧的。
If we look carefully, people nowadays are bounded tightly by these three things.
肉体的情欲,
the passion of flesh.
就是超过真理范围的欲望。
And these are the desires which extend beyond the boundaries of truth.
这个列出来太多了。
And there are so many things that regard.
眼目的情欲,
and the lust of the eyes.
还有今生的骄傲。
And also the pride of life.
那这三件事情就是罪。
These three things equate to sin.
把现在看起来很文明的人绑得紧紧的。
And these things bound tightly the people of nowadays.
那当一个人得到福音,
when a person receives the gospel,
被神的灵充满,
and is filled by the God's Spirit,
忽然间他就发现得到自由。
Suddenly he will discover he has received freedom.
这些情欲都没有办法捆绑他。
He is free from the bondage of the lust and passion.
所以包括被掳的得释放,
and those who are prisoners are set free.
瞎眼的得看见,
the blind receive sight.
瞎眼是什么?
Who are those who are blind?
就是看不见。
They cannot see.
啊，看不见灵界的价值。
They cannot see the value of the spiritual world.
看不见天国的福分。
They cannot see the inheritance of heaven.
主耶稣要开他的眼睛看到。
Our Lord Jesus will open their eyes so they may see.
那真正美好的是肉眼看不到的。
And what is most wonderful is not something to see by our physical eye.
那是在物质界没有经验过的。
And it is not something that you can experience materially.
但是主耶稣的能力要开我们的眼睛看到。
But the power of Christ will open our inner eyes so we may see.
下受压制的得自由。
To release the oppressed.
受压制，被魔鬼压制，要得自由。
Those who are oppressed by devil will be set free.
所以天国的第一个特色就是公义。
The first characteristic of heaven is righteousness.
神要用他的权柄救我们脱离罪恶的权势。
God will use His authority to save us from the bondage of sin.
那这样会有什么结果？
So what is the outcome?
我们看以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah 32.
十七节。
Verse 17.
三十二章十七节。
32 verse 17.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。十八节。
18.
我的百姓要住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇的所在。19节。
19.
但兵啊，将兵袍打倒树林，城壁拆毁。20节。
20.
你们在各水边种放牛驴的有福了。这个地方在讲公义的果效是平安。
The passage here says the fruit of righteousness will be peace.
公义的效验是平稳，直到永远。
The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever.
所以我们仔细读这几节圣经，也给我们一个极大的安慰跟盼望。
As we read through these verses, it gives us great peace and hope.
谁不愿意平安？
Who doesn't want peace?
啊，谁不愿意安静平稳？
Who doesn't want quietness and confidence?
大家都要。
This is something everyone wants.
但是为什么有时候我们的心情，我们的家庭？得不到平安。
But why is it that sometimes within ourselves or our family we cannot experience peace?
因为罪在我们家庭存在。
Because sin is in our family.
如果罪能够靠着神的权柄把它拿掉。
If sin can be removed through the authority of God.
旧的个性，旧的习惯。
To remove our old self, our old habits.
旧的人际关系。
Our old personal relationships.
那公义就，那个平安就在那里。
Then peace will be amongst us.
为什么？
Why?
没有罪的地方就是神同在的地方。
A place without sin will be a place with God.
如果有神同在，
If God abides with us,
那个地方就是平安。
Then that place we will experience peace.
所以不是神不愿意给我们福气。
And so it's not that God doesn't want to bless us.
而是因为我们自己的追求不够。
But rather because our pursuit of God is not sufficient.
我们已经有了圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit already.
有了那个能力的泉源。
We have the source of power.
但是我们允许罪在我们身上作王。
But we allow sin to reign over us as king.
我们允许罪在我们家庭作王。
We allow sin to reign in our family.
我们不愿意去追求。
We are unwilling to pursue.
不愿意靠着神的能力把罪拿掉。
We are unwilling to rely upon God to remove sin.
所以虽然圣经应许要给我们公义。
So even though the Bible promises that we will receive righteousness.
没有公义。
There is no righteousness.
虽然圣经应许给我们平安，
though the Bible promises peace,
我没有平安。
We have no peace.
因为没有公义就没有平安。
Without righteousness, there is no peace.
有罪的地方就没有平安。
Where there is sin, there is no peace.
不是神不愿意给我。
It's not that God is unwilling to give us.
是我们没有去追求。
But rather, because we are unwilling to pursue.
世界上每一件事情都要下功夫的。
Everything in this life that is worthwhile, you need to spend effort.
虽然信仰是一种恩典，
Even though faith is considered a grace,
但是信仰也是要下功夫的。
But we still need to show effort.
好像主耶稣这样去祷告，
Just like when Lord Jesus prayed,
去禁食，
He fasted.
当他得到能力，
When he received power,
他离开罪恶，
He departed from sin.
神完全与他同在，
And God abided with him completely.
那就是完全的平安，
And that is a complete peace.
所以信仰是要努力的。
Therefore, we need to endeavor in our faith.
努力就会得着。
If we strive hard, we will obtain.
平安就是我们的。
And peace will be with us.
所以这个第二个特色就是平安。
The second characteristic is peace.
平安也包括肉体上的平安。
Peace also includes physical peace.
主耶稣的国度是带有权柄的。
In Lord Jesus' kingdom, it is filled with great power.
所以他所到的地方，
wherever he goes,
瞎子看见，
blind will see,
瘸腿走路,
and the cripple will walk,
麻风得医治,
and the lepers are healed.
这就是平安,
this is peace.
因为他的国度带有权柄,
because his kingdom is filled with great power.
今天信仰不只是一套理论,
today, faith is not just a mere a theory.
信仰是有权柄,
faith is something that is powerful and with authority.
这个权柄力量会成为平安的来源.
Power and authority will become the source of our peace.
如果非洲人这么多的神迹,
if the African brothers and sisters can experience so much miracles,
他拜的神跟我们一样,
and they worship the same God as we do,
他跟我们属于相同的教会,
they and us, but we belong to the same church,
那我们也应该会有很多的神迹奇事,
then we should also experience many miracles and wonders.
那怎么有这个神迹奇事呢?
So how do we get this miracles and wonders?
就跟非洲人一样的祈求就会有啊。
If we pursue just like our African brothers and sisters, then we will also obtain.
他生病了,
when they're sick,
他没有钱去看医生,
they have no money to go see doctors.
有时候医院也很远,
and sometimes hospitals are very far away.
那怎么办?
What do they do?
带一个草席到教会来,
they just bring a straw mat to church,
祷告一个钟头,
and pray for 1 hour,
躺下两个钟头,
and they rest for 2 hours,
再祷告一个钟头,
pray for another hour,
再躺两个钟头,
and rest for another
再祷告一个钟头,
pray for another hour,
再躺两个钟头,
and rest for another 2,
病好了, and, 草席拿着回去了,
and his sickness is healed, so he wrapped up his straw mat and go home.
所以神的能力是在我们当中的,
the power of God is amongst us.
但问题是我们愿意不愿意去追求,
the problem lies in whether or not we are willing to pursue.
如果我们去追求,
if we pursue,
神的能力临到,
the power of God arrives,
那里就是平安,
there you will experience peace.
我们再看神的国的第三个特色,
let's look at the third characteristic of God's kingdom.
罗马书14章,
Romans 14,
17节,
verse 17,
最后一句话,
the last statement,
并圣灵中的喜乐,
and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
喜乐从哪里来?
Where does joy come about?
喜乐从满足来的,
joy comes from being content.
但是满足有两种,
but there are two types of contentment.
第一种是肉体的满足,
first is the contentment in flesh.
这个是我们大部分人都有的,
this is something that everyone experiences.
现在人所享受的真的是前所没有的,
people enjoy so many things nowadays that are never heard of before.
但是平安的第二个来源, 不是满足的第二个来源,
but the second source of joy is the joy of our heart, the contentment of our heart.
这个就难了,
this is hard.
因为现在人有一个错误的方向,
because people nowadays have a wrong direction.
就是要把追求物质来满足内心,
they try to satisfy their inner heart through the pursuit of material things.
这个是不可能的,
this is impossible.
因为物质是有形的,
because material things are tangible.
内心是无形的,
but our inner heart is intangible.
有形的物质, 你得到的时候有一阵快感,
when you obtain something as tangible and of material, well, you will experience temporary pleasure.
但是过一下就没有了,
but it quickly, it's very fleeting, it quickly passes.
所以想要追求外在你看得见摸得到抓得到的东西来满足内心, 这个是徒劳的,
so trying to pursue what we can see or touch to satisfy our inner heart is in vain.
什么人最满足?
What is the thing that will satisfy most?
主耶稣最满足,
Lord Jesus Christ.
No. 你看主耶稣有什么?
If we look at Jesus Christ, what does he have?
飞鸟有巢, 狐狸有洞, 我没有放枕头地方,
birds have nests, the foxes have holes, but Jesus Christ has no place to lay his head.
主耶稣什么也没有,
Lord Jesus had nothing.
为什么他能够满足?
Why is it that he could be content?
他说神住在我里面,
he said God lives within me,
我住在神里面,
and I live in God,
我跟神是合一的,
I and God are one.
如果到了这个程度,
if we can attain this kind of level,
人的内心已经完全充满了,
then our heart would be completely fulfilled.
这个就是我们人生的方向,
this is the direction we need to pursue.
要追求内心的满足,
we need to pursue for inner contentment,
人才会喜乐,
and then we will experience joy.
那这个内心的满足从哪里来?
This inner contentment, where does it come about?
特别在真耶稣教会, 我们有一个很宝贵的恩典,
in True Jesus Church, we have a great treasure,
就是圣灵的浇灌,
which is the pouring of Holy Spirit.
所以一个人如果愿意祷告,
when a person is willing to pray,
被圣灵充满,
and filled by the Holy Spirit,
所以充满就是完全占满我们的内心,
to be filled by the Holy Spirit means that every part of our heart is completely occupied by this,
那我们的内心就满足了,
then our heart will be satisfied.
虽然生活条件没有改变,
even though our living environment may not have changed.
但是那个喜乐已经完全了。
But that joy is already complete.
那是何等的美好。
How wonderful that would be.
所以主耶稣本身是一个活生生的榜样。
Lord Jesus Christ is a great living model.
神的国在他的内心里面。
The kingdom of God is within his heart.
所以他没有被罪捆绑。
And therefore, he was not bounded by sin.
他非常的平安。
He was very peaceful.
他非常的喜乐。
Very joyful.
所以今天，如果我们的生活被神的国充满。
Today, if our heart is filled by the kingdom of heaven.
就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Then it means that we will have righteousness, peace, and joy.
那样的生活是什么生活？
That kind of lifestyle, what does it mean to us?
那样的生活就是在地如天的生活。
That kind of lifestyle will be heaven on earth.
这就是我们信仰生活追求的目标。
This is the pursuit of our faith.
让神的国在我们的内心，在我们的家庭中实现。
We allow the kingdom of God to be fulfilled within our heart and within our family.
所以主耶稣说，你要先求神的国跟神的义。
Lord Jesus tells us, told us that we need to pursue first for the kingdom, the righteousness of God.
然后你日用的饮食都要给你。
Then everything else will be given to us.
你看我们为着日用的饮食下了多少的功夫。
If we think about how much effort we have spent in order to obtain our daily bread.
但是主耶稣说，这个都要给你。
But Lord Jesus says that all these will be given to you.
如果你先去追求神的国。
As long as you pursue first the kingdom of God.
你下功夫去追求神的国。
When you spend time to pursue for the kingdom of God.
不但有公义、平安、喜乐。
Not only will we experience righteousness, peace, and joy.
我们生活的需要，神都要供给。
But even our daily needs, God will provide.
所以主耶稣来带来天国的福音，确实是太美好了。
And when Lord Jesus came to earth and he brought this wonderful message, it's so wonderful.
好，我们来看，回来看马太福音。
Turn back to Matthew.
啊，马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章的十八节。
Matthew 4 verse 18.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄两个人，就是那称呼彼得和他的兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。十九节。
19.
耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼。”我们仔细看，耶稣开始传道，他就拣选门徒。
When Lord Jesus first began his ministry, he immediately selected disciples.
那以后他就差遣门徒去传这个天国的福音。
And later on, he sent out the disciples to preach the gospel of heaven.
所以他升天以后，就十二个门徒就出去传福音。
So after he ascended to heaven, these 12 disciples went out to preach.
今天我们看我们真教会的发展。
Today, as we look on the development of our church,
因为前辈的努力确实有一些成果。
Because of our forefathers' efforts, we can see that there are some results.
但是我们仔细再往前看。
As we look forward,
非洲现在有十二个国家有我们的教会。
In Africa, we have 12 countries which have our churches.
非洲一共差不多有六十个国家。
But in Africa, there are over 60 countries.
因为主要工作由英国来负责。
And primarily, it's being taken care of by the church in England.
现在已经感觉到工作太多，工人太少。
But now we have experienced that there's so much work and so little workers.
这个天国的福音要扩展，需要有人力。
The gospel of heaven requires human effort to propagate it.
再来看我们美洲。
As we look to the North America,
整个中美跟南美是西班牙化的一块土地。
The Central and South America speak primarily Spanish.
大部分我们教会都还没有开始。
And our church really have not established itself.
包括我们在美国的西班牙语系的人非常多。
Including within the United States itself, there are so many people who speak Spanish.
差不多都还没有开始。
But we haven't even really gone into this area.
所以我们一块很大片的土地，福音都没有传过。
There's a vast plain waiting for us to preach the gospel.
我们需要人。
And we need workers.
所以教会真的现在所缺的不是钱。
What church lacks right now is not money.
很多爱主的弟兄奉献很多钱。
A lot of brothers and sisters who love God very much offer much money.
我们现在是缺人。
What we need are our people.
如果有更多的人力。
If there are more workers.
接受属灵的装备。
And they are spiritually equipped.
我们能够在更多的地方传开天国的福音。
Then we can preach the gospel of heaven in many more places.
是更多人来得到这个福音。
So that many people can come to receive this gospel.
所以我们教会的责任。
the responsibility of our church.
就是需要来造就更多的青年能够预备妥当来投入这个天国的事业。
It's to edify more youth and encourage them to become workers and preach the gospel of heaven.
这是人生最有价值的生活方式。
This is the most meaningful work that we can do in life.
如果人生你把它看得很透彻,
if you are able to see through life thoroughly,
你发现没有跟神连在一起的那一部分都是空的。
You will see that any aspect of your life that is not connected to God is meaningless.
有很多的理想,那一部分没有神在里面,那个都是空的。
You may have a lot of ideals, but if they are not attached to God, they are meaningless.
只有跟神连在一起,那一部分才有意义。
Only the portion that are attached to God becomes meaningful.
所以每一位青年需要有一个心智。
So every youth must have this desire.
我们一生要服侍神。
This dedication that we need to serve God throughout our whole life.
我们要装备自己,
we need to equip ourselves
为神而活,
to live for God.
唱诗,
sing him.
492.
492.